Hi, this is Alicia Sterling, Developer Coordinator with Geeks Without Bounds, and I'm here with the HelpNet Security Podcast today to talk about education in cybersecurity. So I have a background in education, a formal background in education, specifically adult education, secondary level, as well as remedial adult education. And then later, as an adult, as a mother, I became a homeschooling parent and unschooled my own children, and the combination gave me a particular viewpoint on education as a whole. And then I met my partner, Paul Mason, who his background is in education, children's K-12. He was a high school teacher, and then he worked for the Scottish Qualifications Authority, actually. So he has all of this very formal, very structured experience and research in education and assessment. And the two of us came together, and we're also both in technology now. He's a security consultant for NCC Group. And I've been a software developer for about 20 years now. And we got together and started playing with all of these cybersecurity challenges and courses and certifications and looking at the certifications. And we were both really surprised that of all the different educational options that we looked at, from university level programs through to certificate-based programs, none of them seems to be paying attention to the basic rules of pedagogy. We talk in the industry in general, in technology, about evidence-based decision-making. And yet, there's a huge body of evidence-based pedagogical knowledge, how you teach skills, how you teach people things. It's a huge body of knowledge that we have, strong evidence for the psychological way that people understand things and what makes good assessment and how you use questioning to help people learn. And none of that was obvious within the cybersecurity industry. I possibly being a little bit harsh, because there are pieces of it in lots of different programs. And some programs are overall excellent, but they still, every single program we looked at, had gaps. One of the big gaps was simply in knowing how to write questions correctly. Questions that have multiple correct answers, where maybe there's one answer that's more right than the others, that becomes an unreliable and invalid question, because you're going to get a lot of very smart people who look at that and pick the quote, less right answer. You can't have two right answers. You have to be clear. Other questions where the wording is so difficult that they're testing your English ability, not your knowledge of the item that's at hand. Also, just a lack of understanding of how assessment and learning are tightly tied into each other. There are assessments for figuring out what you already know so that we can teach you the next thing that you need to know. And then there are assessments that help us figure out how we're doing as teachers, whether we're teaching you the right thing, whether you understand what's going on, how we need to adjust. And then there are summative assessments where we figure out if you've reached whatever level for level A, level one, this certificate, that certificate. And within the cybersecurity industry, we've got these certificate level assessments that have lots of problems. And then all of the other assessments all the way down are not really serving the learning purpose that they should. So that's a really big thing. Another really big thing that's problematic is a lack of feedback in the programs as a whole. If you have a challenge and you don't ever tell people what the right answers are and the reasoning, they're not going to learn as much. Some people will manage to learn a lot, but nobody's going to learn everything you've got there by some sort of mystical osmosis. There is one thing, this is one of my pet peeves, there's this one thing that people in cybersecurity say over and over and over again. If you can't figure it out, enumerate more and try harder. And that is such bull. It's one of the reasons that you get people thinking that they can't possibly do this, because they can't figure out just by enumerating more and trying harder. You need mentors. And even the people who think that they had no mentors, that they did this all by themselves, it's a lie. You're lying to yourself. You've had mentors. People have taught you things. Yes, Google is out there, and you can find the answers to almost anything by Google. You will learn better with another human being. We all do. It's how we're built. So don't just enumerate more and try harder. Enumerate more, talk to your friends more, try harder together. Makes a huge difference. And one last thing on the collaborative side. If you're working on challenges for fun, or if you are maliciously working on a problem, you're going to be hanging out with a few trusted friends, and you have conversations, and you break through the barriers one at a time, and maybe one of you is using Google Foo while the other one is on the command line or in Metasploit or God knows what, right? But you work as a team. In cybersecurity education, we expect everybody to be an island unto themselves and to not work in teams. And that goes against everything we know about how hacking works in the real world. And it also goes against everything that we know about education. You learn better when you learn with peers. And we need to change that. We need to put more peer learning, more collaborative learning into the process from the start. It will also help improve our diversity, get more women involved who currently feel like they're being held out of the industry by the attitude that you're just not trying hard enough. If you were like us, you would try harder, which is more BS. And it's not only a question of the diversity of men versus women, it's also anybody who has had any disadvantage whatsoever. Saying that we need to have more collaboration and better education isn't saying that we need to dumb things down, quite the opposite. Everybody is going to improve their skills so much more if we use what we know about the human brain and our social nature in order to learn more faster, more effectively. And it's one of the most important things right now, because without security online, without security in our digital devices, we're just going to come to a screeching halt.